Donna. Too easy.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Okay, the Real Age Tip of the Week before the end of the hour. It's guest time here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You know, we like to think that the choices we make are the product of deliberate conscious reasoning, but that might not be the case. If not, it's not the whole story. We'll talk in this segment or two about the hidden quirks of the human brain that shape our decisions and understanding of the world. Our guest is Leonard Mlodinow. His book is called Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's printed by Vintage Books, and that's a division of Random House Publishers and Trade Paperback. Here's Dr. Mike.
Well, as one of our readers has sent to us this interesting thing, it says, I must have bought the book because on the cover, subliminally, it says, hey there, yes, you sexy, buy this book now. You know you want it. And your all-time favorite writer, who's Leonard. Leonard, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. I thought it was... How tough was it to get the subliminal message on the book?
The easiest part was the cover, let me tell you.
Well, you have a distinguished career in a number of fields translating difficult scientific concepts. You're a theoretic physicist. Correct me if I'm wrong, but obviously write a number of books that have translated something not in theoretic physics, but in real-time life to letting us understand. And this book talks about consciousness. Let's use the example of judging people by their cover, something that all of us know about. And I loved, actually, you talk about, and I don't know whether this is the right example to use, but you talk about how using a computer with a male or female voice gets different reactions from and different gradations of ratings from even when it gave the exact same instructions and the exact same, I guess, coursework, you'd say.
That's right. You know, we judge people by certain behaviors we observe and things that the people say and other factors that we consider with our conscious minds. But we also judge people to a great extent, much more than we realize, by their appearance, their body language, and the quality of their voice, even the cadence with which they speak, the speed with which they speak. And, you know, of course, people know we in some ways judge a person by his or her cover, but the point is that we do it much more profoundly than we realize, and it's very hard to avoid. And the experiment that you're talking about was an interesting one where researchers had people interact with computers, and they were taking tests, they were being taught by the computers, and they also evaluated the computers just as we evaluate our teachers and, you know, in the university, we do teacher evaluations. And the experiment in that particular that you're describing was to determine whether the students would react differently to the computers if it interacted with them with a male voice versus a female voice, just as we might do with our teachers, and even whether we would show gender bias toward a computer based on the fact that its voice is either male or female. And the answer was yes. So, you know, many people think that they're unbiased, that they don't have gender biases, or that they can at least treat men and women the same if they want to. But the point is that it goes much deeper than that, and it's very hard to resist the gender bias. And even when you know that the thing you're reacting to is a machine and what it's saying comes from some computer program on silicon and it happens to be coming to you in one voice or another purely randomly, has nothing to do with the being or the machine, people will still treat the machine with gender bias. And you know, this goes beyond gender bias. People will treat machines like people based on their voice. In general, they will, for instance, if you are, when they did their course evaluations, if they did the course evaluation on the computer, and they evaluated that computer's ability to teach them on the same computer. They were much more lenient on the teacher, just as you may be if you have to tell the person what you thought of them in person, than they were when they evaluated computer number one on another computer, computer number two. So if it's just as when if I'm giving my course evaluation of a professor to somebody else, I'll be more honest than if I'm giving it face-to-face to the professor. And so people treat voice, even disembodied voice, much the same as they'll treat a person. This is an unconscious behavior that we can't avoid. We do it automatically.
Leonard, and I'm calling you that, the book is called Subliminal because I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name, but it's MLODINOW, and the book is Subliminal, SUBLIMINAL, fascinating read. Now, what I found most impressive, the examples are, in other words, most of us think we have a small bias and counter it by our conscious effort, but what you really have found, I think, is that we have a huge bias and counter very little of it.
That's correct, and of course it goes beyond bias. I call the book Subliminal because it's all about subliminal messages in your environment. I don't mean subliminal messages that a person is sending at you, but that are just subliminal effects that are going on in the environment that affect you in a way that you're not aware of. For instance, if you walk down the aisle in a grocery store and they have German and French wine and there's music playing in the background, the music will affect your buying decision even if you later don't even remember the music or you're not really aware of the music consciously as you're walking down the aisle. You think you're making a conscious decision about what kind of wine you like, but your choice will be affected by the music. In an experiment on that they did in England, they found that when they played German music in the wine aisle, two-thirds of the wine bought was German, and when they played French music, two-thirds of the wine bought was French. So this is an example of subliminal things that are going on in your environment, whether it's the music, it's the sunshine, it's a person's face, that your senses are taking in and your unconscious mind is processing, but that you're not aware of being affected by, or that you're being affected by far more strongly and far more irresistibly than you imagine.
Now, when this happens, as I read the book, it is almost all senses that we take in that cause this. That is hearing, smelling, seeing. In other words, all the subliminal messages are through our senses. Is that right?
Well, all the information that your brain takes in comes through one of those five senses. That's the only way your brain has of getting information from the outer world. But what the brain does is it has, in all these different senses, it works in an interesting way. It takes in data that is not real complete, and it fills it in, and it makes a very sharp picture that looks very real, but is based on incomplete data that's been filled in. And it's been filled in, based on your, it does a good job filling it in based on your knowledge, your expectations, but also your beliefs and your desires. So, for instance, if I were to show you a photo that was literally the light that hit your retina, that was recorded by your retina, without any processing, it would be very fuzzy, and you'd go, that's a bad picture. I can hardly tell what's going on there. But your brain takes that information from your retina and from both retinas, processes it, and gives you a very clear picture of what's out there by filling in the gaps and by completing the picture and even by taking the two-dimensional data from each retina and making it three-dimensional in your brain. And you do the same thing, surprisingly, with people or with businesses when you're making judgments of a person or a financial judgment. You're taking in a certain limited data, and you're using other things to fill it in.
Well, when we come, we've got to go to a break where subliminal messages to buy things will be passed and overt messages to people. But the book is Subliminal. We're talking with Leonard Mlodinow, and we'll be right back with Sorting People and Things on Subliminal, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Keep listening every week. Thank you.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
on the jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And now, back to Dr. Michael Royson, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 5 minutes. Leonard Mlodinow is the author of Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's published by Vintage Books. And we go back to Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike.
Now, Leonard, one of the interesting things, and this is a fascinating book, the subject is so fascinating, Subliminal is the book's name. One of the fascinating things is, how do we change our political votes based on subliminal messages, not overt ones?
Well, it's a very interesting question. You know, we think we judge people based on their views and their background, but in truth, we judge them by many other things as well. Their voice, the sound of their voice, their looks. There was a very interesting experiment done at Princeton a few years ago where the researcher took pairs of photographs of the candidates, a Democrat and Republican, in dozens of races around the country. And he showed these to subjects who weren't familiar with those candidates. And he showed the faces in pairs really briefly, had to choose who looks more competent. And then he gathered all these statistics, and he predicted the outcome in advance of the races based purely on who looked more competent. And he was right 70% of the time. So, you know, if you're a swing voter, you're not sure whether it's Democrat or Republican, you think you're weighing some very concrete factors when you're making your decision. But you're really also weighing, obviously, the looks of the person, because otherwise the competent-looking person wouldn't win 70% of the time. So it's really amazing how other signals and cues in our environment affect us, that our decisions.
Now, how do we use what you know and what we know about subliminal to make America healthier and more competitive for jobs? That is, our health care costs are so big we're becoming non-competitive for jobs. Can we use the messages, the subliminal ways, to improve health?
Well, we can certainly use it to improve our outcomes in life. If you raise your consciousness about the subliminal mind and you know how your unconscious is affecting you, then once you're aware of that, your conscious mind can take that into account better. It can overrule it. It can keep you from being fooled. Just as we are fooled sometimes by optical illusions, we're also fooled by social illusions. But if we recognize a social illusion, then we can see past that and overcome it. I mean, in general, the unconscious mind is a big help to us. But it sometimes leads us astray, just as, for instance, if you're voting for somebody based on looks rather than issues. And so what we can do is to have better outcomes and better decisions and therefore less stress in our lives is to be aware better of who we are and why we're behaving, perceiving, and feeling the way we do.
So what you're saying is the way to do this is to overcome the subliminal with the conscious. Could we?
You could overcome. You can also use it to your, you know, there's experiments that show that, you know, when you touch someone, they feel bonded to you. They feel more trust. That it can be a very light touch, a half or a quarter second on, say, your elbow or your shoulder. And there have been experiments, say, with waiters, and they said, touch half of your customers, don't touch the other half. Just as you're talking to them, if you can get a quick touch in, they increased their tips from 14% for those they didn't touch to 17% for those they did touch.
So those servers who touch me at the basketball games, that's why they're doing it. Somebody told the server what to do.
That's right. Well, maybe they instinctively know it. All primates behave that way. And without you realizing it, these touches will make you trust someone more. There was an interesting study they did in France with men. Young men were asked to proposition single women who walk by. They got 10% of the women's phone numbers when they didn't touch them. And when they did, they got 20%. It doubled their success rate. So this has been tested in many different contexts.
If we were to take away one thing from the book on what we should do differently relating to this, other than knowledge of it, I guess what would the Star Trek take home? And I should tell, we're talking about Star Trek take home with one of the writers for Star Trek, as well as the author of the book Subliminal and The Drunkard's Walk.
Well, you know, the subtitle of the book is How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. And I think that's the take-home, is to realize that what you're perceiving, that you're thinking, what you're aware of thinking is not all that's there. And to go, you know, that realization is the first step. And to go beyond that, to use that information, you have to learn about it. You could read my book or learn about it in some other way. But then you can use what you've learned wisely.
Joe?
Okay, the book is called Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior by Leonard Mlodinow, published by Vintage Books. That's a division of Random House Publishers and Trade Paperback. Time now for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
And this one is 5 Steps to Mindful Meditation and Better Memory. In the time it takes to listen to this, you can master the basics of meditation and make your brain bigger. Yep, that's a key, by the way, to calorie loss. The bigger your brain, the more calories you use. And believe it or not, your brain uses even more calories per minute than your muscles or your heart or your kidney. Yep, we started our daily practices back when when Dr. Oz and I, doing thoughtful meditation, and thought it was just to ease stress. Now we find it reduces inflammation, which reduces aging, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. And now we know it gets your gray matter growing in the areas that improve learning and memory, your hippocampus. Here's what to do. Find a quiet place to sit, really quiet, where no one will interrupt you. You know, for women with teenage daughters, that's the throne. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, breathe, and learn what a little deep breathing can do for you. Unwind. Gently tense and relax each body part, from your toes to your forehead, so you bring your whole body to stillness. Go blank. When your monkey brain starts chattering, eck, did I pay the electric bill? Slowly inhale through your nose, count 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth. Repeat a mantra of your choice, like yes, or or chocolate, whatever you like. Don't move for 5 minutes. Stay totally still, even if your nose itches. Make you feel in charge and relaxed. You can even go for 10 or 15 minutes if you can. Get up slowly and continue that mindfulness. As you walk or munch on an apple or brush and floss, focus on sensations you usually overlook. Extend that peaceful mind-expanding awareness into corners of your life. Can't you just feel the world calming now? You may need a bigger hat, too. the real age benefit of doing mindfulness and stress management? About 12 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week. Joe?
Now, what if the throne is where the women go to meditate? How about us guys? What's wrong with the throne for us guys trying to meditate someplace?
Well, you can do that too, but usually guys can find places in other parts of their home where no one will bother them.
Okay. That's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Udocs@gmail.com. UDOCS@gmail.com is the email address. Your questions, Dr. Mike's answers. And, well, thank you for listening today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.